Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On King of OX.
Tis Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. I'm
later,
Michael Kelly.
Later than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had Cardinal baseball tonight.
We did.
Is that not a refreshing sound on
is.
The radio here
John
at
John Rooney, Mike Claiborne, Ricky Horton, nothing. And Matt Pajeski.
Well,
I mean, nothing's better.
Let's talk about Matt Pajeski for
okay,
a second.
Let's
so, Rooney is calling the game there with Claibs.
Yeah.
Our buddy Ricky Horton had the night off.
He had the night off. Played
so,
golf.
So, Claibs is down there. They're enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
And the entire time, Rooney, like three or four times during the night.
There he was.
He says, I want to send a shout out to our buddy Matt Pajeski, otherwise known as
PJ.
According to Hancock and Kelly.
Yeah.
Anybody else call you PJ?
No.
Pajeski? No, just you guys.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Where did you get the nickname PJ?
Well, you got Pajeski. So you got the P over here. You got the J over there.
How you spell it?
P-O-D-J-E-S.
Yeah.
K-I.
P-J.
Why didn't you go with Pod-J?
I know.
Well, it's P-O-D.
It's P-J.
Yeah.
Pajeski. Pajeski. It's P-J.
Now, listen, they don't ever announce Hancock and Kelly on the Cardinal Ball broadcast.
Yeah, no.
They announce Matt Pajeski.
Well, because he's running the thing over here.
But don't you think they ought to say, hey, listen, coming up tonight on KMOX is our good friends Hancock and Kelly, half right, half the time.
No.
Why not?
Because they're acknowledging the good work that PJ is doing on the board to bring Cardinal baseball to all of you out there.
We have spent entirely too much time together in the last 4 days.
We have.
Explain. Go ahead. Get it out of your system.
Well, you know, we've found our way to the Pink Galleon, Michael.
You know, people are going to show up and start watching us if you keep announcing what
we're playing.
Well,
and I kind of think they should. And so, been playing a little snooker out there. And let's see, I've got the score here.
Yeah, what was it, 6-1?
It was precisely 6-1.
Yeah.
Yes.
I gave up after the third frame.
No, you won the fourth frame.
Well, that was when I gave up.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
When I started smashing balls and hoping that something went
so
in.
So I won the first four. You won the fifth. Very lucky. And then I won the last two. So
you're getting good at snooker, dude.
Well, it's a acquired skill.
Yeah, I was telling a friend of mine the other night, they said, you know, I listen to your show all the time, and you and Hancock are always going to play pool.
Snooker.
Or snooker.
Yeah.
And I said to the guy, but you need to understand, John Hancock's been playing pool his entire life.
Yeah,
I started
not so
like
much.
4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, not so much.
When somebody gave me a pool table.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Somebody
gave me a pool table.
I do.
Put it in my office there.
Lou. Yeah.
Lou, our buddy Lou gave us a pool table, and you and I, we probably use it more than
anybody ever has.
Anybody ever has.
Yeah.
And but you spent your entire life playing pool.
Well,
you were a pool hall rat.
At one time, I was quite a good player, and then, you know, you get married and have kids, and you fall out of it.
When did you realize you didn't have a life, and your life really revolved around playing pool?
Well, you know, so there are certain things that all of us, we are all gifted in something. Everybody's got a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. My gift is not directions. Mm-hmm. I'm not a good.
No, clearly.
I'm not a good driver.
No, you're not.
I'm very poor at yard work, for
right.
example. So there's a lot of things I'm not gifted in. But
here's what I don't get.
Billiards.
You just acknowledge that you're not good at directions.
Yeah.
Yet, as those of people who listen to this show a lot will listen to you boast about the fact that you are an Eagle Scout.
I am an Eagle Scout.
But I'm going to list off some other things we know about you true as well.
All right.
You're an Eagle Scout.
Yes.
Which means you can survive in any environment.
Oh, amazing.
You're a well-rounded
amazing.
Human being who keeps
the things,
yourself trustworthy.
The things I can do in the middle of the woods
healthy,
all by myself is amazing.
Clean. Yes. Well, there are a couple of things you can't do in the
woods. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
Okay.
I got that covered.
You got most of them, but you can't swim.
No.
Can't ride a bike. No, you can't ride a bike.
Yeah, I can. I just
John,
choose not to.
You have not ridden a bike since before I was born.
Yeah.
You acknowledged the other day that in 1974, was the last time you rode a bike.
There I was.
I wasn't even a glimmer in my mother or father's eye.
It might have been a glimmer at that point.
Yeah, after five kids already to that point, do you think they really are glimmering, or do you think they're like, what's going on with this process?
I don't think I want to get into this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but yes, I did ride a bike in 74, for sure, and probably not since.
You also shared this past Friday that your father used to take you around on a bike in the neighborhood when you lived up there in North County.
Bicycle built for two.
So you taught your your children how to ride a bike by not riding the bike.
Well, so you got to instruct. You know, it's all about the ability to communicate, and I instructed, and there was Johnny and Mary Catherine.
Do you feel like you didn't connect on a certain level in the sense that your father took you out on a bicycle built for two?
He did.
But at the same time, when you went out,
I was giving instructions and standing right there alongside and helping guide the bike there with the training wheels over here.
Your first bike, did you have training wheels?
No.
I did.
Huh.
You didn't have training wheels?
No.
How'd you learn how to ride the bike?
Well, you know, when you've got it going on, you just kind of hop on there.
John, you're no good at directions. You can't swim and you can't ride a bike.
Explain
to me how you did it without training wheels.
So, Michael, you get on there, and it's all about balance. And so, you know, the whole key to riding a bike, you got the front wheel there, and it kind of goes to the left and right. And the whole key is you pedal the pedals. And you steer that front wheel.
No, but if you're on a bicycle built for two, you were in the back seat.
No, I did not.
You were
learn.
Just like drooling on yourself while your dad did all the work.
Let me be clear. I did not learn on a bicycle built for two. I learned on a Sweet Pea. my sister's bike.
Fitting, was it pink?
It was green. And and it had a basket. And so I learned on the Sweet Pea. And, you know, you kind of steer and you figure it out. And I did, in fact, figure it out. Now, the problem is once you went around the corner, you come to a street there that left or right, and you turn one way or the other, and
always
soon,
go left. I'm when lost. In doubt, go left.
I'm lost. So I'm on this bike, and I'm, you know, a block and a half from home, and I'm lost. And that would be my problem.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
That I'm not even sure Pajeski will know.
Why are we talking
what I'm
about
even
this?
Talking
There's
about.
There's news going on out there.
No, we're going to get to a lot of stuff tonight. All we're right. going to have fun. We only got an hour with you folks tonight, so we're packing it all in. We've got a fun, packed show for you. You're going to want to stick around.
Lucky for you.
But when I was growing up, we had a thing called a big wheel.
Oh,
did you ever have a big wheel?
No.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's the big wheel and then the two wheels behind.
Right, and it was like a little piece of plastic. Fisher-Price.
It's a tricycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was before your time then.
Yeah, we didn't have that when I was
Matthew,
kid.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, geez.
Did you have a big wheel when you were growing up?
Of course. Oh, yeah.
You guys had like remote controls and stuff.
Yeah.
Why would you have had a big wheel?
I wasn't into the remote control stuff. I liked riding bikes. I liked riding scooters and big wheels.
So you weren't a technology guy?
No.
And look at him. He's sitting behind a board that's got more buttons on it than the space shuttle.
Yeah, he's over there pressing buttons. It's unbelievable.
You know, we have been here for 14 years.
Yes.
No, not one time have they ever taught us how to touch a button around
And
here.
After tonight, it may not be 15 years.
Have they ever asked us to touch a button or do anything around here?
I touched the button that one time, and it was...
it started playing a commercial,
right?
Yeah,
it was not good. I hit the thing, and with my knee, I didn't do it on purpose, but not good.
Yeah.
So, we are talkers, not doers.
You didn't have a big wheel. Are you going to get your granddaughter a big wheel?
Ooh. Maybe.
But as a grandparent, your responsibility in life is not to be prudent.
No, fun.
It's not to be safe.
Fun.
It's not to worry about what they're putting in their mouth.
Fun.
Yes, it's to be fun.
I will be the doctor of fun.
John Hancock, you are one of the funnest people I know.
Yeah.
I think you and whatever this little baby's name is going to be. No, has this been announced?
I don't know.
Yeah. Don't go there.
All right.
Whatever this baby's going to be, are going to have a ton of fun together.
Oh, yeah. Because I am the doctor of fun. And my little granddaughter and I, we're going to have so much fun and spend so darn much money.
Can you believe we've already done 1 hour together on the radio?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to visit with Brad Choate.
Oh,
he's going to give you the
getting
news.
Getting to know you.
We're going to learn a little bit about Brad Choate. We got our regular segments with John Jr. and Braxton Payne. And we're going to talk about the breaking news that came out this week on Eric Greitens after this on KMOX.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Never got to see Bowie live. Did you ever see David Bowie?
Never have.
Is that right?
Never have.
Look who's sitting in studio with us.
Brad Choate. Regret not seeing him either.
Yeah, are you a music fan?
Oh, absolutely.
Who's your favorites?
My favorites, Van Halen's there.
Oh, I know. Ooh.
Yeah, that's among my favorites. My all-time female artist is Olivia Newton-John.
Oh,
is
wow.
That right?
Oh,
yeah, how about that?
What's Olivia Newton-John? Working 9 to 5.
No, that's... No.
Let's get physical.
Let's get physical.
Oh, come on, Michael. Physical.
If you love me, let me know.
Yes.
I used to like her in Greece.
Yeah, in Greece, too. Yep.
Brad Choate, are you from St. Louis?
No.
From the east side, from Granite City.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do we have a Granite City Mafia going on here?
It's Planet Granite.
How do you not know that Brad Choate is from Granite
because
City?
Because he's a newsman. He doesn't ever reveal his personality.
Do you not talk to the man?
No, he's a newsman.
He
doesn't reveal his personality.
He was from Granite City. I know he's got a son that's 21. A senior
in
college.
There's no way he has a son that's 21.
Yeah.
He looks like he's 21.
Who is an Eagle Scout. Yeah. and you know none of that, Kelly.
Can your Eagle Scout swim?
He can.
Can he ride a bike?
He can.
Does he know how to make directions?
He does.
Then he legitimately should have the Eagle Scout badge. My guy over here, who likes to pontificate all the time about being an Eagle Scout.
I am an Eagle Scout.
Can neither swim, ride a bike, or find his way out of a paper
Now, John,
bag.
They do still have that requirement that you don't have to swim to get the Eagle Scout.
Swimming, it's still life-saving, or sports.
Correct.
I got sports, because life-saving, you know, there's a lot of blood there, and I'm not good. So, your son is named?
Dustin.
Dustin, and Dustin's a senior studying?
He is now in computer science.
Ooh. Well,
he was doing metallurgical stuff out in Colorado.
The good news about that, Brad, is that he is going to be able to afford your nursing home care.
I understand that.
When the day comes.
And he can work wherever he wants, pretty much, too, right? With computer science.
Where did Brad Choate go to college?
Right here.
Oh, M-I-Z.
That's right, Z-O-U. Nice.
Journalism?
Absolutely.
Are you embarrassed by what's happening to us in the SEC right now?
I am.
It's really kind of pathetic, is it not?
I don't know what to think of the new coach. Nope. I guess he'll be approved tomorrow the latest I'm hearing.
And I just fear that things are going to get worse because they're going to expand, right, and bring in Texas and who else? Texas Tech?
I don't know. Somebody.
Somebody else is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see it getting any better for old Mizzou.
I don't either.
You guys have no faith.
No, I don't really have much
new coach.
Faith,
coach, what's his name?
Krinkowitz.
No.
No, from Cleveland State.
Yeah. What's his name?
Dennis Gates.
Yeah. Oh, Coach Gates. So this guy, a master recruiter. I mean.
How do you know this, Hancock?
I didn't even
know this man's name until this afternoon.
Dennis Gates. He's the gatekeeper out there.
Does he own Gates Barbecue over in Kansas City?
No. He is a master recruiter, and he is going to bring talent to this team that the likes of which we haven't seen since Norm Stewart.
All right, let's learn more about Brad Choate.
All right, okay.
So we understand that he grew up in Granite City. Where'd you go to school, high school?
Granite City High.
Granite City High. So, and they, of course, are the...
Warriors.
Oh, well, who...
Still.
Right, the Warriors.
Hmm.
And then
they've survived political correctness, John, right?
Yeah, well done.
The Warriors?
Well done.
What's incorrect about the Warriors?
Well, because, you know, the whole Indian thing out there.
Oh, really?
So they've kind of adapted over time to include, you know, military warriors as
well. Yeah, of course.
So then we move on to Mizzou.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the conclusion of Mizzou, we're sitting there and we're deciding, what am I going to do with my life? How does one Brad Choate find his way to KMOX Radio?
Went up to Canton, Illinois, and then Macomb, Illinois, the home of Western Illinois University.
Paul Simon, too.
Yep, and the Rams training camp for the years that I was there.
Yeah.
And then back home.
So what were you doing up there in
radio news, both spots?
Was that right?
Yeah.
And so, then was it a dream always to show up here on Camelot?
Oh, absolutely.
And what year did you start here?
I've been here 15 years now.
So Mr. Buck was still here then?
No. No, he was not. No, Ron Jacober was.
He died in 02.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, 15 years would take us to 2022.
06.
2006. Yeah. 2006. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. So I was here for the Cardinals celebration that year. So
nice. That was no series. And you've been doing
you tomorrow night.
No, that was 11, buddy.
Oh,
that
sorry.
Was right, 11. Right.
So you've been here since 06 and happily married?
That's right. My wife is a pharmacist, so that's why I play
she's
radio.
She's a drug dealer.
Wow. My
what's your favorite drug she brings home after work?
No, my son-in-law's a pharmacist. That's a really? That's a good gig.
Yeah, they print the money. When the truck shows up to dump the money in the front lawn, does the beep, beep, beep noise bother you when it's coming
Not
in?
At all. Not at all.
What is she doing tonight? Is she listening to us?
No. She might very well be. I don't know, though.
No, she's
probably watching The Bachelor.
She's got stuff going on. I mean,
Yeah.
Does your wife watch HGTV?
She does, and Downton Abbey and stuff like that as well.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That could be what she's doing now.
And do you join in?
No.
Here's the most annoying thing on HGTV.
Yeah?
I'm sure you guys have gotten suckered into watching a couple of
them. I have, sure.
I'm there.
Tiny houses.
I'm not there.
Tiny houses.
Yeah, not there.
So when I was in Florida during COVID with my mother, we would watch Tiny Houses, and they run them back to back to back to back.
Your mother watches Tiny Houses?
She watches anything on those HGTVs.
Barb Kelly watches Tiny Houses.
And so I was totally into what these people were up to with these tiny houses.
Yeah.
But then I you walk away, you go to bed, and you're like, I just wasted 3 hours of my life watching
Tiny Houses.
People try to live in a box.
Yeah.
My parents watch that as well. So.
Tiny houses?
Are they? Huh. See, huh. I like the where you get in there and you wipe the whole house out and you rebuild it and all that.
Knock down the walls.
Yes.
I would think you were a guy that would be into find my dream home on the beach.
No. I want to take a house that, it's got some issues and like Tarak and Christina.
John, here's what's crazy about this is your wife has the skills to actually do some of that stuff.
Chip and Joanna.
You can't squat.
What?
You can't do squat. You couldn't even hold Mosby's microphone to be able to tell people what to do.
I built,
a crib?
I did. I don't like to talk, Michael. I almost single-handedly... with my son-in-law, who built a baby crib.
How many parts were left over that should have been a part of the machine that you built? Three, four?
Yeah. I mean,
could any of them have been related to the direct safety of your young grandchild?
No. I mean, that thing is sturdy, buddy. You could drop a bowling ball on it.
I'm
going to
come over and stand in it.
You could stand in it.
I could not, John.
You could
Hancock.
Stand
in it.
Yes. We got the box springs in there. We got the little mattress pad for little baby. Mm-hmm. And,
He almost said the name earlier.
Yeah.
I saved him.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
He did.
How many kids you got, Choate?
Two.
Well, tell us your other child's
name. My daughter is a junior in high school.
Ooh.
Starting to look at colleges. So we're going
time.
To the U of I on Saturday.
Illinois? Champaign, Illinois.
Let me tell you, Choate, you're going to wake up one morning, not soon, but in a few years, and Satan will be gone. It'll be amazing. I mean, she's going to wake up.
Oh, but they come back more loving than ever.
Yes.
Girls
do.
Oh,
amazing.
Yeah.
So whatever you're going through now, which I'm sure I've been there.
Have to play referee between mom and daughter.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, I hope your wife's not listening.
Yes. But that's all going to dissipate, and it's going to be good.
How does a Mizzou alumni feel about their child going to become an ILI?
Well, it's not a certainty yet. She went over. We went and visited the fine folks at Wash U the other day, too.
Oh, so she's smart.
Oh, yeah.
She sounds right up my alley. Right, yeah. I mean, she's a smart gal.
Michael can't even get a parking pass
He's
at
Wash U.
I pulled up in front of Wash U one time to guest lecture, and they said, sir, I think you're supposed to be at Font Pond. I was like, where's that?
All right, we got to go. We're out of time.
That's Brad Choate.
Yes. Thank you, Brad. And when we come back, our NFL insider,
John Jr.
John Hancock, is going to join us right here on The Voice. And he's got some stuff, let me tell you, right here on KMOX.
live and local. This is St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Here at KMOX, the sports voice of St. Louis, we scour the globe for the finest analysts in all the world of the various sports, baseball, hockey, football. And we have found the football insider of the Hancock and Kelly program. He is none other.
Junior.
John Hancock from St. Louis, Missouri. And he joins us now on the celebrity guest line. John Hancock, how are things in your world?
Hey, hey, happy to be here. So, how are you both doing tonight?
Good. I'm doing great, Junior. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, yeah.
Good to hear.
Yeah, we have been, Michael and I have been talking about, you've had, I would say, a hate relationship with Baker Mayfield.
Oh, I love when he talks about Baker Mayfield.
Of the Cleveland Browns.
Well,
they have now signed Deshaun Watson is their quarterback. What happens now to Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, so obviously I'm not a fan of Baker Mayfield. I think it's fair to say that. But him and Cleveland were a match made in heaven. You have the biggest fraud in the league with the worst franchise in professional American sports. But even Baker, Michael, even Baker deserves better than the Cleveland Browns. This is a city that spit and cursed on LeBron James when he left. And the only reason they've won anything since the Korean War is because LeBron was the bigger man, came back, and dragged that city to a championship. This is a city, Cleveland. Cleveland, where the rivers catch on fire. That's not a joke. The rivers literally catch on fire. This is a city that didn't take it on the chin like St. Louis. They cried and cried to the NFL, and were given a charity case of a franchise. Let us not forget, the historical Cleveland Browns are the Baltimore Ravens today.
Yes.
Facts. And that charity case of a team before Baker has been the definition of incompetency, instability, and irrelevancy. They were 1-31 in the two seasons before Baker got there. And Baker not only took them to the playoffs, even won their first playoff game since the first term of the Clinton administration. And with all that, to have the audacity for this terrible organization to say they want a grown-up at quarterback over Baker, and this is who you go with? If they got Russell Wilson, saying you want an adult makes sense. Obviously, Russell and many other quarterbacks have more composure and maturity than Baker. But if your idea of an adult at quarterback is to upgrade to a man with over 20 allegations, ranging from sexual misconduct to sexual assault, and 22 active civil lawsuits, well, it speaks volumes to the moral and operational failings of the Cleveland Browns. And this is one of the many reasons why they always have been and always will be a Mickey Mouse franchise.
Wow. Well, Junior, that was rather something.
First of all, I appreciate your assessment of Cleveland and couldn't contradict one word of it. But Baker Mayfield.
I didn't even get to the balloon disaster.
Oh, well, please do share.
The balloon?
You never heard about that?
In
the 80s, they tried to break some world record. Cleveland released thousands of balloons. A storm came in and the balloons came down and just caused havoc in the city for months.
But where does Baker Mayfield writes a letter to the city of Cleveland
and
says, I'm out. I love you.
Very warm.
Well, he tried to be warm, but as
he tried to get out in front of it, it didn't work.
He's a fraud. This guy's a fraud.
Really?
So where's he going now, Junior?
Well, he's running out of options. You saw the Colts where he asked to be traded to. Someone forgot to tell Baker that's not how the big leagues work. It's not college. You can't go in the transfer portal. They got Matt Ryan. And in case he was thinking of going replacing Matt Ryan, they signed Marcus Mariota right and quick.
Wow.
So he's looking right now. He might be begging the Panthers for a starting job. But there's a lot of talk.
Yeah.
He may be going to Seattle with Pete Carroll.
What about the Lions? Jared Goff seems like he's
taking. For all his faults, Jared Goff has been to a Super Bowl, and Jared Goff over Baker Mayfield is a pretty safe assumption to make if you're a GM at this point. The league is showing you what they think of Baker right now.
Yeah, could he go the route of Tim Tebow, meaning to complete irrelevancy?
He could. You know, there's so many bad quarterbacks out there. It hurts me to say, but my guy Daniel Jones in New York.
Yeah.
You got Sam Darnold in Carolina. Yeah. He's better than some of these guys starting. But he might, because of the baggage he comes with and his kind of reputation as the locker room killer, he might not have many options.
Well, let me ask you this, because in 2023, just a year from now, the St. Louis Battlehawks are going to reemerge on the scene of the XFL.
Are they really?
Yes, it's a thing. The Rock.
I didn't know that St. Louis got a team.
Yeah, of course, we're the best.
Team.
Caw, baby, caw. Yeah.
And so here's what I'm thinking, because the guy we had, what was his name?
Do we really need the XFL? We have the NCAA. Isn't that really the farm system for the NFL?
I was talking. I'm posing
a question to you.
But you interrupted while I was talking.
That's okay, but it's...
You interrupted my Cleveland rant to make a Greitens side swipe.
Yeah, thank you. That was your father who did that, not me.
Wait a minute. So we had this guy. What was his name? Tijuana. Who was the quarterback for the Battlehawks? Tia Musso?
Nobody went to the games,
You're
John.
Thinking of the Dolphins guy.
Jordan Tomeo. Tomato, what was his name? PJ. Tamu. Look that up, PJ. So what I'm thinking
is... this what you were mad that I interrupted you for?
Yes,
because I'm... inside to say name for 5 minutes?
I'm trying to make the point that Baker Mayfield, in all of his glory and all of his ignominy, might be the quarterback for the St. Louis Battlehawks next year.
No, that's not happening.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah, no, he's got a long way to go. He's got the CFL to check on his downward spiral. But this isn't the end of the road for him. He's going to get another job. And the Browns, back to the Browns. So Deshaun Watson is going to be suspended at least 4 games, very likely 8. They're not going to make the playoffs next year if that's the case. They're in a division. They have, you know, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, two very good, very capable quarterbacks. And the Steelers are obviously never a joke. And the AFC is so loaded with talent this year. You sit Deshaun for 4-8 games. You're not sniffing the playoffs.
Huh. Who's the backup going to be there in Cleveland?
So they just brought on Jacoby Brissett, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, Junior, as you look towards the upcoming season, Where do you think this shakes out? If you had to give me 4 teams that you think could wind
Brady's
up in the
back.
Super Bowl,
who, Tom Brady is be? Back.
Yeah, so in the NFC, it's pretty obviously the Buccaneers and the Rams. They're the best 2 teams in the NFC, bar none. The Packers just got rid of Devontae Adams. Rodgers has no one to throw to. They've gotten worse. Everyone else in the league has gotten better. In the AFC, obviously, it's a tough, much tougher picture. AFC West has never been more loaded. It's tough to go against the Chiefs, so I'd have to go with the Chiefs and Bills out of the AFC. Yeah, those would be my final four as of right now.
What about the Chargers? Because I think the Chargers really, they've never gotten there, but they're close.
They're close, but again, that's just a tough division. I don't know if you can put them ahead of the Broncos or even the Raiders. They just got Chandler Jones and Devontae Adams from the Packers, so they're going to be stacked as well.
Do you think in a future segment you can give me a rift on Aaron Rodgers? Because if you can rip up Aaron Rodgers the way you rip up Baker Mayfield, I may pee my pants right here on the radio.
I would say I wouldn't do that because the man is a family, but he doesn't.
All right, this just in from the research department, the quarterback of the St. Louis Battlehawks,
yeah,
Jordan Tamu. And he went to the Chiefs, I think. He was a taxi squad guy for the Chiefs, but I don't know what he's doing now. Maybe he's a fireman.
That's relevant to you and somebody in Melville.
Well, I mean,
the rest of us are not paying attention.
I bought Battlehawks tickets for the game right after the pandemic hit.
Oh, so did you ever get your money back?
No, I had to eat the $110 for 6 tickets. I mean, it was terrible.
John Jr., how's things in your life? You good?
Things are going good. My bracket's still alive.
Everyone
UCLA is my pick last week. They're still in, looking good. No Baylor, no Kentucky in their region.
I was disappointed that Coach Izzo didn't take out Coach K last night. I really thought that was going to happen.
Yeah, I did too. It was a close game. I don't think Duke's going to be able to do it, though.
No, of course not. Who's the better coach, Izzo or Coach K?
K.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I don't think there's a wrong answer. I'd go Izzo, but at the same time, Coach K is the one who built Duke into what it is.
No, exactly. I'm with you, but, I mean, Izzo is the far better coach K. at the end of the day. No, you're wrong. Junior and I agree, as usual.
Well, that's our NFL insider and his report for Monday, March the 21st, 2022. We'll talk to him again next week.
I love him.
John Hancock, thank you so much for joining us, and have yourself a good evening.
Take care, guys.
When we come back, we're going to find out what's trending. Braxton Payne is going to join us. That's after... we don't have news. That's step after aside. This on KMOX.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. On News Radio.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Live and local, this is St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
The Oakland Raiders. Here at KMOX, the sports voice of St. Louis, we scour the globe for the finest analysts in all the world of the various sports, baseball, hockey, football. And we have found the football insider of the Hancock and Kelly program. He is none other.
Junior.
John Hancock from St. Louis, Missouri. And he joins us now on the celebrity guest line. John Hancock, how are things in your world?
Hey, hey, happy to be here. So, how are you both doing tonight?
Good. I'm doing great, Junior. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, yeah.
Good to hear.
Yeah, we have been, Michael and I have been talking about, you've had a... I would say a hate relationship with Baker Mayfield.
Oh, I love when he talks about Baker Mayfield.
Of the Cleveland Browns.
Well,
they have now signed Deshaun Watson as their quarterback. What happens now to Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, so obviously I'm not a fan of Baker Mayfield. I think it's fair to say that. But him and Cleveland were a match made in heaven. You have the biggest fraud in the league with the worst franchise in professional American sports. But even Baker, Michael, even Baker deserves better than the Cleveland Browns. This is a city that spit and cursed on LeBron James when he left. And the only reason they've won anything since the Korean War is because LeBron was the bigger man, came back, and dragged that city to a championship. This is a city, Cleveland. Cleveland, where the rivers catch on fire. That's not a joke. The rivers literally catch on fire. This is a city that didn't take it on the chin like St. Louis. They cried and cried to the NFL and were given a charity case of a franchise. Let us not forget, the historical Cleveland Browns are the Baltimore Ravens today.
Yes.
Facts. And that charity case of a team before Baker, it has been the definition of incompetency, instability, and irrelevancy. They were 1-31 in the two seasons before Baker got there. And Baker not only took them to the playoffs, even won their first playoff game since the first term of the Clinton administration. And with all that, to have the audacity for this terrible organization to say they want a grown-up at quarterback over Baker, and this is who you go with? If they got Russell Wilson, saying you want an adult makes sense. Obviously, Russell and many other quarterbacks have more composure and maturity than Baker. But if your idea of an adult at quarterback is to upgrade to a man with over 20 allegations, ranging from sexual misconduct to sexual assault, and 22 active civil lawsuits, well, it speaks volumes to the moral and operational failings of the Cleveland Browns. And this is one of the many reasons why they always have been and always will be a Mickey Mouse franchise.
Wow. Well, that was
so Junior.
That was rather something.
First of all, I appreciate your assessment of Cleveland and couldn't contradict one word of it. But Baker Mayfield,
I didn't even get to the balloon disaster.
Oh, well, please do share.
The balloon?
You never heard about that? In the 80s, they tried to break some world record. Cleveland released thousands of balloons. A storm came in and the balloons came down and just caused havoc in the city for months.
But where does Baker Mayfield writes a letter to the city of Cleveland and says, I'm out. I love you.
Very warm.
Well, he tried to be warm, but as
he tried to get out in front of it, it didn't work.
He's a fraud. This guy's a fraud.
Really?
So where's he going now, Junior?
Well, he's running out of options. You saw the Colts where he asked to be traded to. Someone forgot to tell Baker that's not how the big leagues work. It's not college. You can't go in the transfer portal. They got Matt Ryan. And in case he was thinking of going replacing Matt Ryan, they signed Marcus Mariota right and quick.
Wow.
So he's looking right now. He might be begging the Panthers for a starting job. But there's a lot of talk. Yeah. He may be going to Seattle with Pete Carroll.
What about the Lions? Jared Goff seems like he's right for the taking.
For all his faults, Jared Goff has been to a Super Bowl, and Jared Goff over Baker Mayfield is a pretty safe assumption to make if you're a GM at this point. The league is showing you what they think of Baker right now.
Yeah, could he go the route of Tim Tebow, meaning to complete irrelevancy?
He could. You know, there's so many bad quarterbacks out there. It hurts me to say, but my guy Daniel Jones in New York.
Yeah.
You got Sam Darnold in Carolina. Yeah. He's better than some of these guys starting. But he might, because of the baggage he comes with and his kind of reputation as a locker room killer, he might not have many options.
Well, let me ask you this, because in 2023, just a year from now, the St. Louis Battlehawks are going to reemerge on the scene of the XFL.
Are they really?
Yes, it's a thing. The Rock,
I didn't
know
that St. Louis got a team.
Yeah, of course, we're the best. Yeah, we're the best team.
Caw, baby, caw. Yeah.
And so here's what I'm thinking, because the guy we had, what was his name?
Do we really need the XFL? We have the NCAA. Isn't that really the farm system for the NFL?
I was talking. I'm posing a question to you. But you interrupted while I was talking.
That's okay, but it's...
You interrupted my Cleveland rant to make a Greitens side swipe.
Yeah, thank you. That was your father who did that, not me.
Wait a minute. So we had this guy. What was his name? Tijuana. Who was the quarterback for the Battlehawks? Tia Musso?
Nobody went to the games,
You're
John.
Thinking of the Dolphins guy.
Jordan Tomeo. Tomato, what was his name? PJ. Tamu. Look that up, PJ. So what I'm thinking
is... this what you were mad that I interrupted you for?
Yes, because I'm...
inside to say the name for five minutes?
I'm trying to make the point that Baker Mayfield, in all of his glory and all of his ignominy, might be the quarterback for the St. Louis Battlehawks next
year. That's not happening.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah, no, he's got a long way to go. He's got the CFL to check on his downward spiral. But this isn't the end of the road for him. He's going to get another job. And the Browns, back to the Browns. So Deshaun Watson is going to be suspended at least 4 games very likely eight. They're not going to make the playoffs next year if that's the case. They're in a division. They have, you know, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, two very good, very capable quarterbacks. And the Steelers are obviously never a joke. And the AFC is so loaded with talent this year. You sit Deshaun for 4-8 games, you're not sniffing the playoffs.
Who's the backup going to be there in Cleveland?
So they just brought on Jacoby Brissett, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, Junior, as you look towards the upcoming season, where do you think this shakes out? If you had to give me four teams that you think could wind
Brady's
up in the
back.
Super Bowl,
Tom Brady is back.
Yeah, so in the NFC, it's pretty obviously the Buccaneers and the Rams. They're the best two teams in the NFC, bar none. The Packers just got rid of Devontae Adams. Rodgers has no one to throw to. They've gotten worse. Everyone else in the league has gotten better. In the AFC, obviously, it's a tough, much tougher picture. AFC West has never been more loaded. It's tough to go against the Chiefs. So I'd have to go with the Chiefs and Bills out of the AFC. Yeah, those would be my final four as of right now.
What about the Chargers? Because I think the Chargers really, they've never gotten there, but they're close.
They're close, but again, that's just a tough division. I don't know if you can put them ahead of the Broncos or even the Raiders. They just got Chandler Jones and Devontae Adams from the Packers, so they're going to be stacked as well.
Do you think in a future segment you can give me a rift on Aaron Rodgers? Because if you can rip up Aaron Rodgers the way you rip up Baker Mayfield, I may pee my pants right here on the radio.
I would say I wouldn't do that because the man is a family, but he doesn't.
All right, this just in from the research department, the quarterback of the St. Louis Battlehawks,
yeah,
Jordan Te'amu. And he went to the Chiefs, I think. He was a taxi squad guy for the Chiefs, but I don't know what he's doing now. Maybe he's a fireman.
That's relevant to you and somebody in Melville.
Well, I mean,
the rest of us are not paying attention.
I bought Battlehawks tickets for the game right after the pandemic hit.
Oh, so did you ever get your money back?
No, I had to eat the $110 for six tickets. I mean, it was terrible.
John Jr., how's things in your life? You good?
Things are going good. My bracket's still alive.
Everyone
UCLA is my pick last week. They're still in, looking good. No Baylor, no Kentucky in their region.
I was disappointed that Coach Izzo didn't take out Coach K last night. I really thought that was going to happen.
Yeah, I did too. It was a close game. I don't think Duke's going to be able to do it, though.
No, of course not. Who's the better coach, Izzo or Coach K?
K.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I don't think there's a wrong answer. I'd go Izzo, but at the same time, Coach K is the one who built Duke into what it is.
No, exactly. I'm with you, but, I mean, Izzo is the far better coach K. at the end of the day. No, you're wrong. Junior and I agree, as usual.
Well, that's our NFL insider and his report for Monday, March the 21st, 2022. We'll talk to him again next week.
I love him.
John Hancock, thank you so much for joining us, and have yourself a good evening.
Take care, guys.
When we come back, we're going to find out what's trending. Braxton Payne is going to join us. That's after we don't have news. That's Step after aside. This on KMOX.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX. Psycho killer.
This is an incredible song. You don't like the Talking Heads?
Thousands of people switching to NPR as we speak.
I think people love the Psycho Killer.
Uh-huh.
Hey, speaking of people that people love, we go now to the KMOX Celebrity Guest Line, where we're joined by none other than Braxton Payne.
Braxton Payne.
Braxton, what's trending, big boy?
You know, honestly, before we start that, they may love that song, but I don't know if they love you singing it.
Let's yeah, agreed.
I mean,
agreed.
Hey, listen, you see, you're going to tool on me with Hancock?
Yeah, it's like listening to Yoko Ono. I mean, it's not good.
Oh, shoot.
At least I can put together a tune or a melody. When was the last time
Yoko
you put
Ono.
Together a tune?
Yoko Ono said if they don't take Joe Rogan off of Spotify, she was going to include her music on there. That's what she said.
All right. Well, then we should keep Joe Rogan on there. I mean, I don't know, John, if you've ever heard Michael sing Les Mis. I will say it is pretty beautiful. It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we share that affinity for Les Mis together.
Yeah. John, have you ever seen Les Mis? Les Miserables. It's a play. Yeah. It's a cultural thing. You probably may not.
Yeah, I'm not.
That.
I have not seen Les Miserables.
No, it's about the French Revolution. Yeah. It's got undertones of love and you know, a war.
I mean, his party tried to do the real revolution on January 6th. So,
zing.
It lasts for like 4 hours.
Yeah, it's lovely. I can sing every moment of it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, that's okay.
What's trending, big boy?
So like each week, I think we'll do three options. I'll let you guys pick. We can do one or all three. So I think this week, what's trending? Obviously, there's a lot of things in politics, but we're going to stay away from that.
Okay.
Trending today was bad movie sequels.
Okay.
So bad ideas that, you know, second movies or fifth movies that should never be made.
Okay.
Horrible bosses stories. And then this week's wrap-up of Formula One racing.
All right. Ooh. So I want to pick Horrible Bosses, but Braxton Payne, I've known you for 10 years of my life. I got you straight out of college. How can you have anything to add about Horrible Bosses because you've only had one boss in your whole life?
Well, that's not true. I've been working since I've been 14 years old. So, I mean, I've had a couple horrible
child labor law violations.
Wow.
No, you can be 14 with a parent's signature in the great state of Missouri. So,
all right, tell us about Horrible Bosses.
Or China.
So I was just figuring, so I could tell you my worst boss story.
Okay.
So I worked at a place, I won't name it, but we had, at one point, we had one boss.
Okay.
And then that boss got demoted and we had another boss.
Ooh.
So what would happen each week is, you know, they had to make the schedule and essentially who talked crap on the other boss the most would get the most hours of work.
Ooh.
So essentially they pinned all the employees together and whoever did that got the most work hours and who would actually tell you what was going on each week.
And they would make the most money by inference.
Of course.
Did you ever have a horrible boss, Hancock?
No.
Okay. So I had a horrible assignment from a boss, but I didn't consider the guy to be a horrible boss.
Yeah.
But I worked on a golf course out in St. Charles. And one of the big problems on golf courses are Canadian geese. You know, these geese that they walk in the middle of the fairway. They'll walk in the middle of traffic.
And they poop everywhere.
And they poop everywhere.
Yeah.
So what would happen is they'd kill one of these things.
Ooh.
You know, they'd go out and shoot them.
Ooh.
And then my boss would bring me the dead goose and say, go spread his feathers everywhere. Because if you spread the goose's feathers everywhere, then the other birds are afraid to come because they think an animal destructed it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So he wasn't a horrible boss, but that was a horrible job.
Do they still do that?
I doubt they admit to it, but most golf courses don't want those geese. They're the worst things in the world.
So you had to take a dead goose,
rip its feathers, and then scatter them around the golf course.
And what did you do with the goose carcass?
I think we threw it away.
Oh, what a ignominious way to go.
It's interesting. When I was leaving TV on Sunday, you were following me.
Yeah, and you
and
avoided
the goose.
And I had
to stop.
Yes.
I had to stop and let these goose. These Canadian geese are jerks. Like, not only do they know that you have to wait for them, but they take their doggone sweet time.
It's like an old guy coming out of Schnucks. You know, he's got the cart there. You know, you're trying to, you know, you're pulled out of the spot. And you're just, you know, he's whistling and, you know, where's he going with that thing?
Horrible sequels. Let's pick that one.
All right,
next.
Let's go next, Braxton.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
So I saw. So Jimmy Fallon today tweeted about he wants, you know, people to tweet him, you know, what do you think of bad sequels were, and I have a list of some of the ones that some people tweeted.
Bring them.
But also some that I think. So the first one I thought was pretty funny was Titanic 2, and the premise. And the premise, though, it gets even better. Is that Rose finally gets past her past and takes the Carnival cruise ship around the world, and then she
is that a thing? Did that really happen?
No, dummy. Oh, he's teasing.
Oh, he's teasing. I was going to say missed that. All right.
No, but you know there was a Titanic 2 that came out in 2010. I found that out after Googling it.
So. Yeah. What?
Yes, apparently.
What's
there
the
is
second episode of Titanic? Is that when they found it under the water?
No, it's like a whole, like, you know, 2010 version of the Titanic, but with different characters.
Huh.
That's
obviously it
flopped. That's foolish.
Yeah.
So the next one I thought was pretty good was Groundhog Day 2. Yeah. It's just the same movie, but they just put the number two behind it.
Which, by the way, it is a genius movie.
So you got
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray in there, and you got...
what's the squiggly
Andy,
here?
Andy McDowell.
McDowell.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. How about that?
And do you know what song they wake up to every morning?
No.
I Got You, Babe.
Oh, Sonny and Cher.
Now, my favorite scene in that movie, well, there's too many, but when he decides that, like, okay, I'm stuck here,
yeah,
and he's going to figure out how he's going to date all the women.
Yeah.
So he spends the next several months, like, trying the same nights, learning everything he can so he can play the piano and stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
Great flick.
So the next one would be Toy Story 5.
Ooh.
And it would be, the premise is Andy's adult toy collection.
Ooh.
Oh, the adult
so those
toy.
Would come a lot.
Batteries not included.
Yeah. I don't think we're going there, Brex.
Yep. Another good one. Well, not a good one. I guess it is a good one, but it's Elf 2. I mean, I don't know if you saw the movie Elf with Will
great
Ferrell.
Movie.
And he wakes up in a mental institution. He realized that everything was actually just him having a psychotic break.
Dude, is Will Ferrell not one of the funniest human beings
He's
ever?
He's gifted.
Oh, brilliant. And he has so many good people around him, too. I mean, every cast that he has is just brilliant each time.
And Bob Newhart. I mean, can we say that Bob Newhart is a comedic genius?
But I would argue to you that Will Ferrell's best movie is not Elf.
Okay.
It's Talladega Nights.
Ooh, I would go Anchorman.
Oh, that's a good one, too. But
yeah,
do you guys remember the Talladega Nights scene where they're sitting around the table and he starts to pray to the baby Jesus? Why the baby Jesus? Because that's the favorite Jesus of them all. Who wants to see the old guy in the robes? I like to see the one in the swaddling manger.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Oh, shoot. So a couple more. I have like two or three more. So
okay.
Cats 2, because Cats 1, nobody needed that movie.
I never even saw it.
I mean, it was one of the worst movies. It had James Corden in it, you know, the CG movie.
Wasn't Taylor Swift in it?
Oh, everybody was in it. I mean, they had a cast.
Was it Cats, the musical?
The musical.
And they made a movie.
Yeah.
Huh. They made it like a CG type movie.
What do you mean by CG, Brex? I don't understand.
Computer generated.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Computer generated. So it was like, you know, the faces of them, and they all wore those little things that would censor their body movements, but it was all animated, essentially.
Yeah, CG, Michael.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
One more.
One of the ones that I thought of would be Schindler's List, too, because,
oh,
I mean,
my
that's
God.
Pretty, yeah. I mean, nobody
well, we
wants
may be
to
be living that again
that.
Here soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad.
And then, I mean, the other ones that I thought of would be just another Fast and the Furious 10, because do we really need another one of those?
I never have seen one. I haven't seen one.
The first one and the sixth one are pretty good.
Oh, all right.
I've never seen any of them either.
That's rare.
Let me ask you guys this question.
Yeah?
Have both of you seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yes.
Oh.
Brax, you seen it?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the ones I was going to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a movie that they could remake to modern time?
Like,
because remember that he's playing all the hoaxes about being sick and stuff.
Yeah.
Would that fly anymore?
Well, I mean, you got to have the whole cell phone and the social media, and I mean, you know, it'd be different.
There's no doubt that they could do it. There's a show on HBO called Euphoria, which takes place in like modern times, but it essentially follows high school kids and then
there you go,
you know, college age kids where they get away with everything. But I definitely could see a theme with that where they could definitely do it. But this person on Twitter said, you know, the Ferris Bueller's no days off. So fast forward 30 years when he's a working dad and has a bunch of kids. And
That's a good take.
All right, Brax, we got 30 seconds left. Give us your summary on what happened in the F1 race this weekend.
Yeah, so Formula One had their first race in Bahrain. Their second one is this weekend in Saudi Arabia. Ferrari, for the first time in 12 years, finished 1-2, which is a big deal in Formula One. McLaren, which is another team, so they each team has two racers, finished, you know, dead last this last time, and they were third last year. But you also had the reigning champion, Max Verstappen, that races for Red Bull.
No good. Jerk.
He was
Baker Mayfield wannabe.
Yeah. He essentially, his engine and his teammate's engine both failed in the final two laps of the race.
That's
and
the
they
worst.
Finished with 0 points.
What about Sir Lewis Hamilton and the Mercedes-Benz?
Yeah, so Sir Lewis Hamilton finished third, which was a very surprising finish for him. I think he was second last year. He's always a great racer, but their machine, as they call it, which is would be their race car, is not as good as it's been in years past. But I would be remiss if we didn't shout out the only American team, Haas, finished fifth and 11th.
Nice.
They were one of the worst teams for I don't know how many years, Michael, the past five years. So they were celebrating all over Twitter. The 5th and 11th place was a big victory.
Always good to see Americans do well, and it's always great to visit with you, Braxton Payne. Thanks again. We'll talk to you again next week for What's Trending. We'll be back after this on KMOX.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on KMOX.
Hey, we want to thank you guys for spending the night with us. Sorry we were shortened by Cardinal Baseball, but isn't it great to have Cardinal Baseball back on KMOX?
They're 3-0.
We'll be back with you Friday at 8:30 a.m., but I am not going to let John Hancock get out of here without talking about one of the disasters that's taking place inside of his party. And that is another than the former disgraced governor, Eric Greitens, announced he's running for Senate. His wife came out today. Well, she didn't come out.
No.
It was wound up revealed today, some proceedings that are taking place in front of the courts. And in any other world than the one that we've been living in since Donald Trump got elected, Eric Greitens would be disqualified and hopefully in jail. But he's the front runner in your party's nomination for the United States Senate, John Hancock.
Well, it was a sworn affidavit by Sheena Greitens that was made public today somehow. I don't know how. And you'll remember Eric Greitens was accused in 2018 of having an affair with his hairdresser, tying her up in his basement on his exercise equipment, blindfolding her, forcing her while crying to engage in oral sex with him, taking a photo of her after stripping her, and blackmailing her not to go public with what happened. That was the allegation that was going to lead to his impeachment back in 2018. He eventually resigned as governor. He and his wife later got divorced, and today, in a sworn affidavit, and by the way, the hairdresser was sworn, gave affidavits, and testified under the penalty of perjury as well. Sheena Greitens, now the ex-wife, has signed a sworn affidavit under the penalty of perjury, and Eric Greitens has never testified, never sworn that he was telling the truth. Now, he's denied all of what you're about to hear, but this is what she had to say in her sworn affidavit. She described for the first time publicly what she said she experienced. She said, in early June 2018, I became afraid for my safety and that of our children at home, which was fairly isolated due to Eric's unstable and coercive behavior. This behavior included physical violence toward our children, such as cuffing our then 3-year-old son across the face at the dinner table in front of me and yanking him around by his hair. She also said that her ex-husband knocked her down and took her cell phone keys and wallet from her in April of 2018 and explained the actions to her mother. Quote, when my mother later confronted him about this, he told her that he did so to prevent me from doing anything that might damage his political career, Sheena Greitens said in the sworn document. She described one of her children coming home from a visit with Eric Greitens in November of 2019 with a swollen face, bleeding gums, and a loose tooth. The child said Dad had hit him. However, Eric said they were roughhousing and it had been an accident. Sheena Greitens said in the document the tooth later died and had to be removed. Greitens responded saying he did nothing wrong and that his wife was mentally ill and was lying. And this is this is now the second woman with a sworn affidavit about physical abuse and violence, and yet Eric Greitens continues his campaign for the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, not only does he continue it, but he continues to place blame on others. Boy, it's eerily reminiscent to somebody else
It's really sad. It's just, you know, for me, I'm a Republican, you know, and he was our nominee for governor in 2016. It's just sad. And yet he persists with his campaign for the U.S. Senate. He's going to put his ex-wife and his children through all of that.
He is John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. Matt Pajeski was behind the board. You already heard all about him during Cardinal baseball. Yeah. You don't need us to praise him. Hey, hope you'll come back on Friday morning at 8:30 to hear Hancock and Kelly. Check us out Sunday on TV on Fox 2 at 8:30 a.m. Good night, everybody.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly, sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference, on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
This is an incredible song. You don't like the Talking Heads?
Thousands of people switching to NPR as we speak.
I think people love the Psycho Killer.
Uh-huh.
Hey, speaking of people that people love, we go now to the KMOX Celebrity Guest Line, where we're joined by none other than Braxton Payne.
Braxton Payne.
Braxton, what's trending, big boy?
You know, honestly, before we start that, they may love that song, but I don't know if they love you singing it.
Let's yeah, agreed.
I mean,
agreed.
Hey, listen, you see, you're going to tool on me with Hancock?
Yeah, it's like listening to Yoko Ono. I mean, it's not good.
Oh, shoot.
At least I can put together a tune or a melody. When Yoko, was the last time Yoko you put
Ono,
together a tune?
Yoko Ono said if they don't take Joe Rogan off of Spotify, she was going to include her music on there. That's what she said.
All right. Well, then we should keep Joe Rogan on there. I mean, I don't know, John, if you've ever heard Michael sing Les Mis. I will say it is pretty beautiful. It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we share that affinity for Les Mis together.
Yeah. John, have you ever seen Les Mis? Les Miserables. It's a play.
Yeah.
It's a cultural thing. You probably may not understand.
I have not seen Les Miserables.
No, it's about the French Revolution.
Yeah.
It's got undertones of love and, you know, a war.
I mean, his party tried to do the real revolution on January 6th.
Zing!
It lasts for like 4 hours.
It's lovely. I can sing every moment of it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, that's okay.
What's trending, big boy?
So I'd like... Like each week, I think we'll do three options. I'll let you guys pick. We can do one or all three. So I think this week, what's trending? Obviously, there's a lot of things in politics, but we're going to stay away from that.
Okay.
Trending today was bad movie sequels.
Okay.
So bad ideas that, you know, second movies or fifth movies that should never be made.
Okay.
Horrible bosses stories. And then this week's wrap-up of Formula One racing.
All right. Ooh. So... I want to pick horrible bosses, but Braxton Payne, I've known you for 10 years of my life. I got you straight out of college. How can you have anything to add about horrible bosses because you've only had one boss in your whole life?
Well, that's not true. I've been working since I've been 14 years old. So, I mean, I've had a couple horrible
bosses. Child labor law violation.
Wow.
No, you can be 14 with a parent's signature in the great state of Missouri. So,
all right, tell us about horrible bosses.
Or China.
So I was just figuring, so I could tell you my worst boss story.
Okay.
So I worked at a place, I won't name it, but at one point we had one boss.
Okay.
And then that boss got demoted and we had another boss.
Ooh.
So what would happen each week is, you know, they had to make the schedule and essentially who talked crap on the other boss the most would get the most hours of work.
Ooh.
So essentially they pinned all the employees together and whoever did that got the most work hours and who would actually tell you what was going on each week.
And they would make the most money by inference.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever have a horrible boss, Hancock?
No.
Okay. So I had a horrible assignment from a boss, but I didn't consider the guy to be a horrible boss.
Yeah.
But I worked on a golf course out in St. Charles. And one of the big problems on golf courses are Canadian geese. You know, these geese that they walk in the middle of the fairway. They'll walk in the middle of traffic.
And they poop everywhere.
And they poop everywhere.
Yeah.
So what would happen is they'd kill one of these things.
Ooh.
You know, they'd go out and shoot them.
Ooh.
And then my boss would bring me the dead goose and say, go spread his feathers everywhere Because if you spread the goose's feathers everywhere, then the other birds are afraid to come because they think an animal destructed it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So he wasn't a horrible boss, but that was a horrible job.
Huh. Do they still do that?
I doubt they admit to it, but most golf courses don't want those geese. They're the worst things in the world.
So you had to take a dead goose,
rip its feathers, and then scatter them around the golf course.
And what did you do with the goose carcass?
I think we threw it away.
Oh, what a ignominious way to go.
It's interesting. When I was leaving TV on Sunday, you were following me.
Yeah, and you
and
avoided
the
goose.
Stop.
Yes.
I had to stop and let these goose. These Canadian geese are jerks. Like, not only do they know that you have to wait for them, but they take their doggone sweet time.
It's like it's like an old guy coming out of Schnucks. You know, he's got the cart there. You know, you're trying to, you know, you pulled out of the spot. And you're just, you know, he's whistling and, you know, where's he going with that thing?
Horrible sequels. Let's pick that one.
All right,
next.
Let's go next, Braxton.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
So I saw. So Jimmy Fallon today tweeted about he wants, you know, people to tweet him, you know, what do you think of bad sequels were, and I have a list of some of the ones that some people tweeted.
Bring them.
But also some that I think. So the first one I thought was pretty funny was Titanic 2, and the premise. And the premise, though, it gets even better. Is that Rose finally gets past her past and takes the Carnival cruise ship around the world, and that, and then she
is that a thing? Did that really happen?
No, dummy. Oh, he's teasing.
Oh, he's teasing. I was going to say missed that. All right.
No, and, but you know there was a Titanic 2 that came out in 2010. I found that out after Googling it.
So. Yeah. What?
Yes, apparently. Well,
what's
there
the
is
second
is,
episode of Titanic? Is that when they found it under the water?
No, it's like a whole, like, you know, 2010 version of the Titanic, but with different characters.
Huh. That's
obviously it
foolish.
Flopped.
That's foolish.
So the next one I thought was pretty good was Groundhog Day 2.
Yeah.
It's just the same movie, but they just put the number 2 behind it.
Which, by the way, it is a genius movie.
So you got
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray in there, and you got
what's the squiggly
Andy,
here?
Andy McDowell.
McDowell.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. How about that?
And do you know what song they wake up to every morning?
No.
I Got You, Babe.
Oh, Sonny and Cher.
Now, my favorite scene in that movie, well, there's too many, but when he decides that, like, okay, I'm stuck here, and he's going to figure out how he's going to date all the women.
Yeah.
So he spends the next several months, like, trying the same nights, learning everything he can so he can play the piano and stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
Great flick.
So the next one would be Toy Story 5.
Ooh.
And it would be, the premise is Andy's adult toy collection.
Ooh.
Oh, the adult
so those
toy.
Would come a lot.
Batteries not included.
Yeah. I don't think we're going there, Brax.
Yep. Another good one. Well, not a good one. I guess it is a good one, but it's Elf 2. I don't know if you saw the movie Elf with Will
great
Ferrell.
Movie.
And he wakes up in a mental institution. He realized that everything was actually just him having a psychotic break.
Dude, is Will Ferrell not one of the funniest human beings
He's
ever?
He's gifted.
Oh, brilliant. And he has so many good people around him, too. I mean, every cast that he has is just brilliant each time.
And Bob Newhart. I mean, can we say that Bob Newhart is a comedic genius?
But I would argue to you that Will Ferrell's best movie is not Elf.
Okay.
It's Talladega Nights.
Ooh, I would go Anchorman.
Oh, that's a good one, too. But do you guys remember the Talladega Nights scene where they're sitting around the table and he starts to pray to the baby Jesus? Why the baby Jesus? Because that's the favorite Jesus of them all. Who wants to see the old guy in the robes? I like to see the one in the swaddling manger.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Oh, shoot. So a couple more. I have like two or three more. So Cats 2, because Cats 1, nobody needed that movie.
I never even saw it.
I mean, no, it was one of the worst movies. It was had James Corden in it, you know, the CG movie.
Wasn't Taylor Swift in it?
Oh, everybody was in it. I mean, they had a cast.
Was it Cats, the musical?
The musical.
And they made a movie.
Yeah.
They made it like a CG type movie.
What do you mean by CG, Brex? I don't understand.
Computer generated.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Computer generated. So it was like, you know, the faces of them, and they all wore those little things that would censor their body movements, but it was all animated, essentially.
Yeah, CG, Michael.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One more.
One of the ones that I thought of would be Schindler's List, too, because,
oh,
I mean,
my
that's
God.
Pretty, yeah. I mean, nobody
well, we
wants
may be living
to
that again
that.
Here soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad.
And then, I mean, the other ones that I thought of would be just another Fast and the Furious 10, because do we really need another one of those?
I
mean,
I never have seen one. I haven't seen one.
The first one and the sixth one are pretty good.
Oh, all right.
I've never seen any of them either.
That's rare.
Let me ask you guys this question.
Yeah?
Have both of you seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yes.
Oh.
Brax, you seen it?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the ones I was going to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a movie that they could remake to modern time? Like, because remember that he's playing all the hoaxes about being sick and stuff.
Yeah.
Would that fly anymore?
Well, I mean, you got to have the whole cell phone and the social media, and I mean, you know, it'd be different.
There's no doubt that they could do it. There's a show on HBO called Euphoria, which takes place in like modern times, but it essentially follows high school kids and then
there you go,
you know, college age kids where they get away with everything. But I definitely could see a theme with that where they could definitely do it. But this person on Twitter said, you know, the Ferris Bueller's no days off. So fast forward 30 years when he's a working dad and has a bunch of kids. And
that's
can,
a good
you know,
take.
A
that's
off.
A good take.
All right, Brax, we got 30 seconds left. Give us your summary on what happened in the F1 race this weekend.
Yeah, so Formula One had their first race in Bahrain. Their second one is this weekend in Saudi Arabia. Ferrari, for the first time in 12 years, finished 1-2, which is a big deal in Formula One. McLaren, which is another team, so they each team has two racers, finished you know dead last this last time, and they were third last year. But you also had the reigning champion, Max Verstappen, that races for Red Bull.
No good. Jerk.
He was
Baker
out.
Mayfield wannabe.
Yeah. He essentially, his engine and his teammate's engine both failed in the final two laps of the race.
That's
and
the
they
worst.
Finished with 0 points.
What about Sir Lewis Hamilton and the Mercedes-Benz?
Yeah, so Sir Lewis Hamilton finished third, which was a very surprising finish for him. I think he was second last year. He's always a great racer, but their machine, as they call it, which is would be their race car, is not as good as it's been in years past. But I would be remiss if we didn't shout out the only American team, Haas, finished fifth and 11th.
Nice.
They were one of the worst teams for I don't know how many years, Michael, the past five years. So they were celebrating all over Twitter. The 5th and 11th place was a big victory.
Always good to see Americans do well, and it's always great to visit with you, Braxton Payne. Thanks again. We'll talk to you again next week for What's Trending. We'll be back after this on KMOX.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on KMOX.
Hey, we want to thank you guys for spending the night with us. Sorry we were shortened by Cardinal Baseball, but isn't it great to have Cardinal Baseball back on KMOX?
They're 3-0.
We'll be back with you Friday at 8:30 a.m., but I am not going to let John Hancock get out of here without talking about one of the disasters that's taking place inside of his party, and that is none other than the former disgraced governor, Eric Greitens, announced he's running for Senate. His wife came out today. Well, she didn't come out.
No.
It was wound up revealed today, some proceedings that are taking place in front of the courts. And in any other world than the one that we've been living in since Donald Trump got elected, Eric Greitens would be disqualified and hopefully in jail. But he's the front runner in your party's nomination for the United States Senate, John Hancock.
Well, it was a sworn affidavit by Sheena Greitens that was made public today somehow. I don't know how. And you'll remember Eric Greitens was accused in 2018 of having an affair with his hairdresser, tying her up in his basement on his exercise equipment, blindfolding her, forcing her while crying to engage in oral sex with him, taking a photo of her after stripping her, and blackmailing her not to go public with what happened. That was the allegation that was going to lead to his impeachment back in 2018. He eventually resigned as governor. He and his wife later got divorced, and today, in a sworn affidavit, and by the way, the hairdresser was sworn, gave affidavits, and testified under the penalty of perjury as well. Sheena Greitens, now the ex-wife, has signed a sworn affidavit under the penalty of perjury, and Eric Greitens has never testified, never sworn that he was telling the truth. Now, he's denied all of what you're about to hear, but this is what she had to say in her sworn affidavit. She described for the first time publicly what she said she experienced. She said, in early June 2018, I became afraid for my safety and that of our children at home, which was fairly isolated due to Eric's unstable and coercive behavior. This behavior included physical violence toward our children, such as cuffing our then 3-year-old son across the face at the dinner table in front of me and yanking him around by his hair. She also said that her ex-husband knocked her down and took her cell phone keys and wallet from her in April of 2018 and explained the actions to her mother. Quote, when my mother later confronted him about this, he told her that he did so to prevent me from doing anything that might damage his political career, Sheena Greitens said in the sworn document. She described one of her children coming home from a visit with Eric Greitens in November of 2019 with a swollen face, bleeding gums, and a loose tooth. The child said Dad had hit him. However, Eric said they were roughhousing and it had been an accident. Sheena Greitens said in the document the tooth later died and had to be removed. Greitens responded saying he did nothing wrong and that his wife was mentally ill and was lying. And this is this is now the second woman with a sworn affidavit about physical abuse and violence, and yet Eric Greitens continues his campaign for the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, not only does he continue it, but he continues to place blame on others. Boy, it's eerily reminiscent to somebody else.
It's really sad. It's just, you know, for me, I'm a Republican, you know, and he was our nominee for governor in 2016. It's just sad. And yet he persists with his campaign for the U.S. Senate. He's going to put his ex-wife and his children through all of that.
He is John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. Matt Pajeski was behind the board. You already heard all about him during Cardinal baseball. Yeah. You don't need us to praise him. Hey, hope you'll come back on Friday morning at 8:30 to hear Hancock and Kelly. Check us out Sunday on TV on Fox 2 at 8:30 a.m. Good night, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.